Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Emergency teams at the scene of that Air India jet crash. More than 240 people were killed, including some on the ground. One passenger survived. President Trump commented moments ago.
The plane crash was terrible. I've already told them anything we can do. It's a big country, a strong country. They'll handle it, I'm sure. But I let them know that anything we can do, we'll be over there immediately.
The U.S. investigators are going to the scene. CBS's Chris Livesey.
The plane went down in a densely populated area just outside of the airport. CBS was able to verify that the tail of the plane landed on what is a hospital. Several homes were destroyed and emergency crews are working at the site.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops and more than 2,000 state police across the state to deal with anti-ICE protests. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in San Antonio.
Top city officials said they received no notice about the governor's decision and didn't think the military support was needed.
Most of the time, the group that's protesting, they're peaceful.
San Antonio's Democratic Mayor Ron Nirenberg said deploying National Guard troops only escalates tensions.
Democrats are before a GOP-led House panel defending their actions in the immigration crackdown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Illinois follows the law, but let me be clear. We expect the federal government to follow the law, too. We will not participate in abuses of power. We will not violate court orders. We will not ignore the Constitution.
President Trump has signed a measure to block California's move to phase out sales of gasoline-powered cars. The state plans a court challenge. Trump said he may raise U.S. auto tariffs in the not-too-distant future. And the president said today Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. CBS's Natalie Brand reports it comes amid new fears of Israeli military action against Iran.
Sources tell CBS News that Israel is ready to launch an operation in Iran, triggering concern Iran could retaliate on U.S. sites in neighboring Iraq. The State Department ordered non-emergency U.S. personnel to leave Iraq, citing heightened regional tensions. And the Pentagon has authorized military family members to voluntarily leave locations throughout the Middle East.
Well, at least four people are dead in San Antonio. Dozens of water rescues there after heavy rain flooded highways and left people stranded. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 41 points. The S&P is up 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha coastlines are getting new state and federal funding. $280,000 in grant money is coming for habitat restoration. The work aims to map shoreline changes, assess wildlife habits, and to improve flood management. Wisconsin is seeing a surge in ER visits for tick bites, doubling from early May to early June. The state health department is urging caution as tick activity increases. The Racine Raiders improved to 5-1 after a big win over the previously undefeated Indy Bison last week. This week, they host the Phoenix Outlaws at historic Horlick Field. Dr. Morgan Phillips has been named interim president of Gateway Technical College. He'll start July 1st. The board will soon begin a national search for a permanent president. You can read more about Phillips' background at RacineCountyI.com. Racine County led the region with a 10% increase in home sales last month, while Kenosha County saw sales drop nearly 12%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both markets remain seller's markets with tight inventory and prices rising. And the Haymarket brings over 40 local vendors, live music, food trucks, and more to Monument Square this afternoon. It kicks off a busy weekend in Racine with Hot Harbor Nights also tonight, Harborfest starting tomorrow, the Lighthouse Run on Saturday, along with Racine's Juneteenth celebrations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and change-ups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Time to add some serious sound to your vinyl collection. Time and Again Music has the albums you seek. Over 10,000 titles in stock, from rock and soul to jazz, country, and R&B. Don't miss the buy one, get one free bargain section. Double the vinyl, double the vibes. Time and Again Music on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, where great music and good times never go out of style.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. We'll be at Harborfest this Friday and Saturday, bringing along a great selection of vinyl for you to peruse. Hope to see you there.
The sun is shining and it's time to shake off the salt and bring back the showroom shine at Professional Detail. They specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, and open 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Partly sunny today with a light lake breeze out of the northeast and highs only scraping the upper 60s. A chance of showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder rolling through overnight. Could chance more will pop up tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up this hour is another Beach Boys song as we continue to honor Brian Wilson. And it's an album title track that never charted as a single, but you know it well. And I'll tell you why you know it or should when we do the nugget about 1:45-ish on WRJN.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
My eyes tell me what it is.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Racine Raiders back in town for a big game against the Phoenix Outlaws. They are tough. It's going to take place at historic Horlick Field Saturday. And you can hear the whole game here on WRJN, sponsored by Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. By Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. By Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. From Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. And Time and Again, Music and More, Sturdivant's Vinyl Destination. All bringing you the Raiders. Saturday, pregame, 6:45, kickoff at 7. Only on WRJN.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hotspot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Racine Harborfest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harborfest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN. We'll be right back.
you have?
Tequila!
Me too. Sounds good. A thirst quencher. I'm Dan Marcus, getting you through your Thursday one song at a time on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. Some may go, he will surely be his. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Said she loved me, yes.
show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and one of our two, twice an hour, that's redundant, updates. Let's get you up to speed on what's going on out there. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County stood out in May with a double-digit increase in home sales, outpacing all other counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Kenosha County, on the other hand, saw sales drop by almost 12% from last year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says that even with the differences, both areas remain seller's markets. That means tight supply and prices on the rise. The Haymarket is open today in downtown Racine. More than 40 local vendors are set up on Monument Square for festivities running this afternoon through early this evening. There's live music, food trucks, and what's called family-friendly fun. The event called Hot Harbor Nights also runs tonight in downtown Racine, and there is a busy weekend ahead for the area. Harborfest is back starting tomorrow. The Lighthouse Run is Saturday, along with Racine's Juneteenth Parade and Party. The water was turned on this week at a new splash pad in Kenosha. Kenosha's New Horizon Park splash pad is now open on 112th Avenue in a neighborhood just west of Whitecaps. It's open from 10 until dusk through September. The city of Kenosha has two other splash pads, one down by the marina, the other at Schulte Park on the south side. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJ.
partly sunny today with a light lake breeze out of the northeast and highs only scraping the upper 60s. A chance of showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder rolling through overnight. Could chance more will pop up tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nuggets in your future. Keep it here for a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while on WRJN.
I never knew.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A sixth round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks is set for this coming Sunday, even as the region braces for possible military action.
I prefer the more friendly path.
President Trump says an Israeli attack on Iran is not imminent, but could very well happen. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs on what sources are saying.
If there's no deal in the talks this weekend, President Trump could just walk away, and then he could argue the U.S. had nothing to do with any sort of a strike. It was an Israel thing. The U.S. isn't getting involved in any new wars. But if those nuclear sites are destroyed, then it would be a win for President Trump.
In the wake of the deadly plane crash in India today, Trump is offering assistance, as Linda Kenyon reports.
President Trump says he spoke with India's president.
I let them know that anything we can do will be over there immediately.
The president also said while the cause of the crash is under investigation.
Nobody has any idea what it might be. I gave him a couple of pointers. I said, maybe you'll look at this or that. You know, we saw the plane. It looked like it was flying pretty well. It didn't look like there was an explosion.
The Air India passenger plane was bound for London with more than 240 people on board when it crashed moments after takeoff. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Protests are planned across the nation this weekend. Chris Fox reports from Austin, Texas.
Austin Mayor Kirk Watson, a Democrat, pushing back against Republican Governor Greg Abbott over his deployment of the National Guard troops for Saturday's No Kings protest.
I want you to know that that was not my decision or anyone's at the city, nor do we think it's necessary.
Watson calls the deployment an attempt to create fear and chaos.
Don't believe that we should militarize the streets of the capital city of the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott says the Guard will be there to ensure peace and order.
First of all, we want to make sure that what has happened in California does not happen in Texas.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Republicans in Congress called several Democratic governors to testify today about their policies limiting cooperation with federal immigration authorities in what are known as sanctuary jurisdictions. CBS's Nicole Killian is covering.
Republicans remain very critical of these governors, kind of using this opportunity to rake them over the coals, accusing them of shielding and harboring undocumented immigrants who are here in this country illegally. Although the governors continue to insist that they will uphold the law.
The Trump administration is suing New York over a law that blocks immigration officials from arresting people at courthouses. The Justice Department alleged today that policy shields dangerous criminals. On Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 75 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha coastlines are getting new state and federal funding. $280,000 in grant money is coming for a habitat restoration. The work aims to map shoreline changes, assess wildlife habits, and to improve flood management. Wisconsin is seeing a surge in ER visits for tick bites, doubling from early May to early June. The state health department is urging caution as tick activity increases. The Racine Raiders improved to 5-1 after a big win over the previously undefeated Indy Bison last week. This week, they host the Phoenix Outlaws at historic Horlick Field. Dr. Morgan Phillips has been named interim president of Gateway Technical College. He'll start July 1st. The board will soon begin a national search for a permanent president. You can read more about Phillips' background at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine County led the region with a 10% increase in home sales last month, while Kenosha County saw sales drop nearly 12%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both markets remain seller's markets with tight inventory and prices rising. And the Haymarket brings over 40 local vendors, live music, food trucks, and more to Monument Square this afternoon. It kicks off a busy weekend in Racine with Hot Harbor Nights also tonight, Harborfest starting tomorrow, the Lighthouse Run on Saturday, along with Racine's Juneteenth celebrations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and change-ups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across 3 unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Partly sunny today with a light lake breeze out of the northeast and highs only scraping the upper 60s. A chance of showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder rolling through overnight. Good chance more will pop up tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me?
Whisper.